91.5 WMFO, 1,000 Points of Light. Welcome. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. tonight. You know, we can't ignore the events of yesterday in Pittsburgh and the assassination of 11 Jewish people trying to observe their faith. And so, being Jewish, I decided I couldn't let this moment pass here in 1,000 Points of Light. So we're having 2 hours devoted to Jewish musicians. Not now. This is still 1,000 Points of Light, so we're not playing like klezmer and jazz the whole time. So what that means is I have stuff like Bob Dylan and Lou Reed and Mark Sandman from Morphine. Neil Sean, the lead guitarist from Journey, will be in there. Sylvain. I did a little research. I found out there are a lot more Jewish artists or musicians than I knew about. Sylvain from New York Dolls. Robbie Krieger from The Doors. Also, here, let's slide over here and I can give you even more details. I found out that Beck's maternal grandmother was Jewish, and he was raised Jewish. So, of course, Bill Janovitz from Buffalo Tom, Neil Diamond, got to get him in there, the jazz singer himself. Maybe Jacob Dylan, depending on my mood. Lenny Kaye, Ira Kaplan from Yola Tango. So it should be an interesting show. Jay Giles, we have Magic Dick and Seth Justman, or Justman. Probably not Justman. I would go with Justman. And then there's this guy right here, early 80s. Guitar hero, Billy Squire. We're going to hear My Kind of Lover, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Sorry, Lonely as a Night. Sorry.
Lonely as a night when you find yourself alone. Your demons come to light and your mind is not your own. When there's no one left to call, you feel the time is right. Say the writing's on the wall, yeah. It's a hard time to fight when the walls are closing in. Call it what you like, it's time you got to win. Love.
the sun goes up and the sun gets down, but like the heart of the summer hawk continues to pound.
Behind the sun. Thank you.
for sincerity. The fun ahead of driven by the big computers and nuclear bombs. The kids with no moms and a pimple that he's inside me. Yeah, we've got the American Jesus. See him on the interstate. We've got the American Jesus exercising his authority. We've got the American Jesus bolstering national faith. We've got the American Jesus overwhelming millions every day.
All right, Bad Religion, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's American Jesus. The irony is not lost on me since we're having a theme tonight about Jewish American... Oh, yeah, that's funny. I thought I hit pause on that. Apparently not. We're having a theme tonight, Jewish musicians, and Brett Gurewitz is one of those, and he's the main singer-songwriter behind Bad Religion. You know, what's funny is that when back in the 90s, that was, of course... American Jesus off of the 1993 release Recipe for Hate, there was a rumor going around the indie community that the staunch indie band that had signed to a major was Fugazi and not Bad Religion. And so for a long time, people thought it was Fugazi who had jumped ship, even though Fugazi owned their own label. They assumed it was some deal where they had retained ownership of Discord and went to some major, and the rumors were spreading fiercely until it was known that it was Bad Religion that actually was the band that went from, I think they were on their own label, Epitaph to Atlantic. Before that, for Hillel Slovak, who died of a heroin overdose in 1987, we had the Chili Peppers' Behind the Sun from the Uplift Mofo Party Plan. Before that, Anthrax, Scott Ian is Jewish. Who knew that? I mean, you know, it's funny. He seems to be a voice on every rockumentary or anything about the 80s and 90s having to do with some kind of cultural issue. And, you know, it's funny that when I found out that he was Jewish, I was thinking about, you know, how he spoke and what he looked like. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, he kind of does look Jewish. So maybe that makes sense now to me. That was Cotton Amash from Among the Living. Billy Squire doesn't make sense to me at all. Lonely is the Night from that record from Don't Say No. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So we don't usually get political on 1,000 Points of Light, but I couldn't ignore the events of the past couple of days in Pittsburgh. So we're showing our support for Jews everywhere by having a show devoted to Jewish singer-songwriters, musicians, whatever it is. And so moving on, what is up next? You know what? I completely forgot. Where are we now? What's up next? Oh, it's this. Oh, of course, it's this. You know, this song I've been meaning to play for a long time. A close associate of Henry Rollins is this guitarist, Andrew Weiss. And one project that I've been looking for and haven't really had trouble or haven't had success in finding was their project where just the two of them, called Wartime, and there's a song that they wrote called Wartime that I think is really cool, and they made a video for it, which is even more bizarre. But we're gonna hear the song. It's not something I've played here in 1,000 Points of Light and probably ever, but it's something I've been looking for and didn't think to look in the library here at the station. So here it is, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Take me from that.
Sandman from Morphine, 1,000 Points of Light, WNFO, and that was Head with Wings from the excellent Cure for Pain record. Before that, Yola Tango. That was Ira Kaplan from from Prisoners of Love, a smattering of scintillating senescent songs. I guess that's their greatest hits, 1985 to 2003. Prisoners of Love is what that record is called. Slater Kinney for Carrie Brownstein, I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone. And Joey Ramone himself will be on the show. He's stopping by. The Ramones will be hearing from them later. The record we heard that from was called The Doctor, Wartime, for Andrew Weiss, the guitarist and bass player with Henry Rollins. That song was called Wartime. And I actually found that on the WMFO Rivendell system. I guess it was digitized from a CMJ Certain Damage sampler from 1990. So it's going back, pre-Rollins band even. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFOs. This is our show to Jewish rockers, Jewish musicians, whatever you want to call it. In light of the events that occurred over the weekend, something we can't ignore. So we're pressing on with this theme. And that's the idea. We heard from Brett Gurewitz and the Chili Peppers for Hillel Slovak, Scott Ian, Billy Squire. Up next, Jonathan Richman. I actually didn't really know that he was Jewish, yet a local guy. The Modern Lovers, of course, legendary. He had his star retired on the Newbury Street local Rock of Fame. I wonder where those stars are. I don't even know. They're somewhere in, I don't know, maybe Berkeley has them somewhere in a vault. I don't know what happens to these things. Anyway, you know what's funny is that I rediscovered the Modern Lovers, a debut self-titled record, and we're going to hear this great track, Hospital, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
When you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. It makes me think about me, that I've lost my pride. But I'm in love with this power that resides in your eyes. Oh, you live in modern apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, they help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. Oh, and I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. Now, your world is beautiful. I'll take the subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now, as a little girl, must have been magic. I still get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
mine till the time that I found her holding Jim, loving him. And you came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought. Me and you, well, that died too. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to hear, being aware love's a small world, part-time thing, paper ring. And I know it's been done, having one girl who loves. Right or wrong, weak or strong. Thank you.
Patti Smith Group, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Dancing Barefoot from the Wave record. And before that, we heard Neil Diamond, the man, with Solitary Man. From the feel of Neil Diamond, his very first record. Actually, that's not true at all. That was from a live collection called Gold. I don't know why I put the feel of Neil Diamond when clearly there's a live studio audience there politely clapping both at the beginning and end of the song. Back before that, with Blue Moon from Morning Phase. And I guess that was a country Beck period. And Beck identifies as a Jewish man. He's, I guess his maternal grandmother was Jewish, and so he was raised Jewish. So that is exciting news to me. Modern Lovers with Hospital. Sorry, Beck just jumped in there in the middle of that. I don't know what happened, but Jonathan Richman is Jewish. We heard Hospital from the Modern Lovers record. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. So it's a show all about Jews and music. Jews are who are the singer-songwriters or guitarists or who play an active role in a band who are really good at what they do. So that's what's going on. So we had Lenny Kaye, the lead guitarist, with Patti Smith, Neil Diamond, Beck, and Jonathan Richman. And that's the story here. And we're doing this because of what happened over the weekend. We're showing our support for Jews all over the country. And up next, for Chris Stein, who is an incredible, important part of Blondie, we're going to hear One Way or Another from Parallel Lines, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.